I appreciate your help. And it's always the same people, always the same people who donate. And I know for a fact, if I started to put out the mystifying stuff that intrigues them, because they love entertainment, they'd be throwing the money at you and telling you, telling them what you want to hear. They titillate your senses into a land and a world where it doesn't matter what you think you learn, it won't change anything right here. Not a darn thing. Except to make it easier for the controllers to control you, because they love it when you're off in some la-la land, looking into metaphysics, because you're not involved in this land, this world, you see? They love this. Who do you think promoted all the New Age stuff in the first place? And why? Why? Look at the old books by the masters of this system. The guys who helped design the present day that you're living in today. The Bertrand Russells of the world. The Huxleys of the world. The Wellesleys of the world. Because they knew exactly where they were taking the world, and they kept saying they'd have to destroy the last vestiges of existing religion. But they also knew it was extremely helpful for rulers to have people believing in a particular religion, so they would create one. And in the 1950s, in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry's own magazine, which was called The New Age, that was the name of it, put out by the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, the Rite of so-called Perfection, just like the Albigensi. They said they would bring in a new age. And I've mentioned before that Gorbachev, who was brought over from the Soviet Union as the president of the Soviet Union, to be a nice green man for the world, because don't forget, the Green Party was set up in the Soviet Union by Madeleine Albright's grandpappy, a great pal of Stalin, to be the new religion political system of the planet. Because they knew they'd have to create a religion that would go along with what they wanted to give us as socialism, a system where an elite lived like no other elites in history have ever lived, on the backs of all the minions beneath them. That's what socialism is. With a massive bureaucracy of well-paid fat cats and sellouts who will do anything they're told to retain their positions. Massive bureaucracies worldwide. And for the masses, there'd be a religion that would couple, like Gorbachev said, a form of earth worship, where, as jumping back to Huxley said, that man would have to be dethroned from his special position as a special type of life form, and you're down amongst the animals. And what do you do when there's too many animals? What does the Ministry of Natural Resources do? They kill off the excess. Well, that's what socialism today is, coupled with the greening agenda. And where's the New Age come into it? Everywhere. It's in it everywhere, because people need religion, you see. And we take one away, it just pops up in another form. Therefore, the master is new to give us the one, to design one for us, which has been very heavily promoted since especially the 1960s onwards, until it's now parts, it's the authorized world religion, the New Age, the greening of the planet, coupled with the idea that the world's coming to an end if we don't obey the new gods of science. You see, the scientists are the new gods. And they're all rip-off merchants too. They exist on grants. That's how they live their entire lives, is on grants. If they're wrong in their theories and so on, they'd have to disband all of those groups, especially the United Nations, that live off the backs of us, maintaining this hype about global warming. Well, that's all coupled with this big gimmick that we're living through, as they change society from one form of living to another. And under the guise of the greening agenda, it's a totalitarian, worldwide system called governance. Governance, not government. Because it's a new type of ruling the people. That's where panels of experts and scientists, etc., that are unelected, will simply tell the politicians what to do. And that's happening. They're all appointed to every board, every parliament, every congress across the planet, these unelected scientists with NGOs to back them, non-governmental organizations. That's a new system. And governments have had the same problems all down through the millennia, whether it was kings or queens or tyrants or whatever. It's how to get the people to work for free their entire lives, and how to stop rebellions, and how to make the people slave for free and be happy with that. Now, Huxley was a guy himself who said that the people, if they use pharmacology on the public, coupled with psychology, that's propaganda via the marketers who understand the advertising, who understand the media. In fact, they are the media today. Everything out there in the media has a political agenda. They call it raising public awareness. When you hear that term, you're being told that this is the mandate and that you're going to parrot that one day. Whatever the mantra happens to be, it's going to become part of your conversation, and you will accept this mandate because your consciousness has been raised. I call it erasing, because if you'd think for yourself, you'd realize it's all a con. When they go out about and tell you they're raising public consciousness, they don't give you a choice, do they? To give a choice to people, you have to give them the whole story with all of the facts on any particular topic and let the person decide for themselves. We have a mountain of one-sidedness today. A mountain. No other opposing mountains, just one megalithic mountain. It's giving us all the spiel that comes across the mainstream media that parrots all back to us until we were all parroting as well. This is the techniques, they call it, the techniques of indoctrination, which are used perfectly today, perfectly, by mainstream media. And it's been that way for an awful long time, coupled with the fact that every new raising of public awareness starts with the school children. That's called indoctrination in idealism, for those who don't know that. When governments are indoctrinating children into a form of idealism, that is not what you normally take for granted as being given an education. That's being given an indoctrination. When you bring politics and agendas into the classroom, you are no different than any totalitarian society in history. No matter how you try and justify it, no matter what nice phrases you use, like it's for the common good and the welfare of all, etc., evil is always dressed up as a beautiful thing.